Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series that we're calling Alive, where we're looking at Paul's letter that we call Ephesians. And we were looking at kind of the second half of the first part of chapter one. And for us at Mount Vernon, we were looking at Ephesians 1, 7 through 14. And starting in verse 7, the Apostle Paul writes to us, "In him being Jesus, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight." And then it goes on, but really in our time today, we're only going to be looking at that. And so one of our points that we wanted to emphasize this past Sunday is that in Christ, we are redeemed. If you have repented of your sin and placed your faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ, that means that you are in Christ, and that means that you are redeemed. But we have to ask, well, what does that mean? What does it mean that in Christ I am redeemed, or that in Christ you are redeemed? And so when you look at the Greek word itself that is translated into English, redeemed, it means, you know, deliverance by a payment of some type of price. And so it's similar in idea to ransom or even to purchase. And this word was typically applied to the ransoming or the purchasing back of slaves. But then we also see in that passage, beyond just looking at what the Greek word for redeemed is that Paul says, for the forgiveness of sins. And so we see that redemption certainly has something to do with us being forgiven of our sins. But based on the word itself, it seems like it also must have something to do with kind of being set free or purchased back from this reality of slavery. And the great news for us is this is exactly what we need in terms of our sin. So you and I, we are all born dead in our sin. We are sinners, and our sin makes me guilty, and my sin makes me a slave to my own sin and sinful desires. And I am not unique in that regard. Your sin makes you guilty before a holy God, and your sin makes you a slave to your own sin and sinful desires. But in Christ, we are redeemed, which means that the blood of Jesus makes us forgiven and free. Our sin created problems for us, those problems specifically being we are guilty and we are slaves. We are guilty and we are slaves, but the blood of Jesus, the redemption that we have in Christ, makes us forgiven and free. And according to this passage in Ephesians chapter 1, this is, quote, according to the riches of his grace. And so again, we have to remind ourselves that this redemption that we receive in Christ, it's according to something. And when you look in the scriptures, you're not going to see according to my own righteousness or according to my own moral improvement or according to how much money I gave to this thing or how much time I spent doing this other thing. You're never going to see that. What you're going to see are things like, we are redeemed according to the riches of his grace. We always need to remind ourselves that it is according to God's grace, God's love, God's mercy that we can be found in Christ and can be redeemed, which means both forgiven from the guilt of our sin and also set free from the slavery to our sin. And this is incredible news for us, because I think we all realize that whether it's all the time or some of the time, we have moments where we recognize, man, I feel guilty, and I would love it if there were a way to resolve that guilt. And that way is in Christ Jesus. Through his shed blood, his death on the cross, and his resurrection, he redeems us. He sets us free from sin, which includes being forgiven from our guilt. And you and I also experience the reality that sometimes we do things that we recognize are wrong, and maybe we don't even really want to do it, but we find ourselves doing that thing. We are slaves to our sin. But Jesus, and the redemption that we find in him through his blood, he sets us free. He has redeemed us. And so let's take a moment and pray and thank and praise God for this incredible gift that we get through his grace, through the shed blood of Jesus, so that we can be both set free and forgiven for our sin. Father in heaven, we praise you, we love you, we thank you that you have made a way for us to be forgiven from the guilt of our sin, that you have set us free from the slavery of our sin. God, you have redeemed us in Christ. So Father, we praise the name of Jesus and we ask that you would help us to remember daily that by your grace we have been redeemed and you call us now to love you, to obey you, to trust you more and more, to take the freedom that we have been given to not sin and to put it to use in your kingdom. God, we love you. We pray all these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.